It's time to check in, catch up. I know it's been a minute since I've done a podcast, so I was just like, okay, let's do a podcast. So it's been a crazy past few months. Obviously, we've been knee-deep into newborn parenting on top of toddler parenting, on top of five-year-old parenting, I guess. So it's been crazy, man. We've just been trying to find our schedule in a pocket where we can kind of be consistent with certain things. And that requires like a super high level of focus with very minimal time, which, you know, I tend to like those situations because it forces me to get creative. It forces me to find other ways to get more done in less time. And it usually ends up being a good thing. So things are starting to sort of settle. We're still like half asleep and delusional for the most part, but you know how that goes. But things are balancing out a little bit to where I'm kind of getting back to everything that, you know, I'm usually doing. I know I've been getting asked about the live music reviews that we usually do every week on YouTube. Those will be coming back soon. Hopefully, like, my goal is, like, hopefully by next month, because my nights have been pretty consistent. At first, it was, like, weird because our daughter was, like, you know, sometimes she would just decide to not go to sleep at night. So the wife would need me to tap in for some much-needed backup. So definitely want to start those back up. What else? I've been working on a few sync projects. Recently just finished scoring a 10-minute film, like a short film. So that was pretty cool because it's been a minute since I've done like some scoring stuff. I want to say maybe a couple years. Because I don't get a ton of that stuff. Excuse me, I'm yawning and tired. But so that was pretty cool, and I think we pretty much wrapped it up. Like, they were really happy with, you know, how that turned out, and it honestly ended up being pretty simple. I didn't have to like score a bunch of different pieces of music. It was more so like kind of producing kind of like the theme music, and then it kind of turned into like more of like a like intro, like easing into the film kind of thing, and then like an outro where it's just like when it build, and it was just like this inspirational part of the film. Then, you know, the music kind of builds up. So that was a cool project to work on. I actually documented that whole process for producers inside of my Sync Producer Hub community to check out, which is something else that I've been working on, is Sync Producer Hub. So like I like simple, especially I want to say like the past 5 years, like I've just been really, really just adamant about making stuff as simple as possible. You know, if you've taken my mixing, any of my Mixing Made Simples courses, like any of that stuff, man, like I just want to make stuff as simple as possible. My workflow, my plugins, like I stopped using and buying like so many different VSTs. Like I just like, yo, I want some go-to so that I know exactly where I'm going for certain sounds, and I just want it to be simple. So that was the idea behind Sync Producer Hub, because I had like all these different communities kind of spread out. You know, I have the YouTube community, I have the I had a Facebook group, a community there, obviously I have my IG community, the people who follow me there, which put a pin in that thought, because yeah, I have thoughts on on that. But where else? And then, like, you know, email list, which I don't really kind of, I don't know. I don't really consider the email list like a community, because it's not like we're all like sending each other emails every week, talking to each other through email. But, and then I had like the courses, right? So, I had courses on one platform. I had communities on like various different platforms. So I was just like, yo, we need to consolidate this. And I want to see if I can put everything in one place, the community place where, you know, we can chop it up, we can chat, we can ask questions on our sync licensing journey, we can like help others and just different things, right? As well as a place where if you wanted to access courses and stuff that I've created, it's there as well. And then just kind of do it in a like a fun, simple way, and in a way to where it's accessible no matter what device you're on, right? So like if you're on the computer, you can access it. If you're on your phone, you can access it. If you're on your iPad, you can access it. So I was just like, yo, like I need to figure out a way to kind of simplify this, because everybody's spread out. We're like, we're all fam, right? Like we're all on this same journey. Like, let's just be in one place. So that's what I did. So I started working on building this new community that includes everything. And I call that the Sync Producer Hub, because it's like, it's the hub. Like you got your education, your courses, you have your ongoing support system of like-minded sync producers who are on the same journey, who could help you. You can give value by helping others and giving insight. We're sharing wins. So, you know, anytime somebody gets a licensing deal, some tracks signed, some placements, we're sharing that to motivate each other along the way. We're sharing resources. Somebody dropped in like some free plugin resources, which was super dope. You know, asking about different publishers and things like that, like if you all have experience with them. So like just a bunch of stuff in addition to my behind the scenes content, because I was doing memberships on YouTube, which, you know, that was a community. And then I was kind of putting my behind the scenes footage there, which was cool, but again, everything is like spread out. So now all of my behind the scenes and like exclusive content that you can only get with being inside the Sync Producer Hub, I just threw it in there. So like literally now I'm not like scatterbrained trying to serve my community and like give value to you in like 8 different places. It's like it's one. I'm recording mobile, I'm like driving, but it's just all in one place. And now I can like hyper focus on our community, right? Like everything is just going to be posted there. Like if I'm sharing projects and briefs that I'm working on, you're gonna know about it there. You know, when we have live music reviews and podcasts and stuff scheduled, it's gonna be there in the calendar in a way that you can see it and just click in and join. If we do any, you know, special virtual events, like all of that stuff, it's just gonna be a lot easier to access. And yeah, so officially launched that not too long ago. So I'm excited about that. A lot of dope people in there, and a lot of you all, like, you know, you've been rocking with us for a minute anyway, but now we're just kind of all in one place where we can geek out over, you know, production and sync and music business and all of that stuff. So now to go back to that pin that I put in about Instagram. So Instagram is like, when I first got on Instagram and started like really building community there and sharing, like it felt more like a community, because, you know, if I found something valuable and I wanted to share that, with the people who made a decision to follow me because they liked the content that I would post, I would post it, I would share it, knowing that it would be valuable to you. But Instagram, and then you would see it, right? Now over the years, you know, Instagram has obviously monetized to where, you know, they're selling ad space. So their algorithm favors that, which, you know, it is what it is. So now I could come across something valuable or want to share something valuable that would help you. And even though you decided to follow me so that you can see whenever I post something, Instagram says, you know, they're not going to show it to you. It's just like they'll show it to a very small fraction of my following. I have like 81,000 followers on Instagram, and only a fraction of those followers see my post on a regular basis. And that's annoying, to be honest with you, because, like, I mean, I follow people for certain reasons and certain content because I want to see it. Like, anytime they post it, I want to see when they post new stuff. I don't want it to just, like, get buried and then I just so happen to, like, that means I have to, like, actively go to people's pages to, like, find their content. And, you know, the convenience of the app was just to be able to hop on, scroll, and see all the content from your favorite people that you follow. And that's, it's not like that anymore. So now I'm just like, you know what? Like, let's all move to one place to where nothing is determined by an algorithm, right? Like, it's simple. If somebody posts a comment on a recent post or question or whatever, you know, it'll go to the top, but you're not gonna not see all the other stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna go there, you're gonna see what I'm sharing, you're gonna see what others in the community are sharing. That's gonna give you value, and you're not like missing out on things that could really, really help your career as a producer. So that's what started getting annoying with, you know, with Instagram, because it was at one point super dope. And, you know, sometimes I'll still go live on there, but now I'm at the point now where it's just like, yo, I just really want to like hyper focus and like really give the most value to my community, man, to people who like, who are serious about sync, really want to learn this, and then do it with like a group of other people who have the same goals. And it just makes things like way more fun. We kind of gamified it to where like each level you unlock through, like when you engage and you give value to others and comment on posts and stuff like that, you earn points. And then when you earn a certain amount of points, you get to the next level. And then with each level, there's something that's going to be unlocked, whether it's resources, whether it's what else? Whether it's resources, courses, like all of that stuff, like each level is going to be unlocked, so that you can level, like literally level up, not just like theoretically level up, but like you're going to level up because now you're getting information to where like everything you need to be able to get licensing deals, to be able to get placements, is going to be within this community, just in one place. And then of course I also give you the, you know, as soon as you join, you get the free sync producer quick start guide as well. So been focusing on that and building that, which has been pretty dope. So I'm just excited about that. And then, yeah. And then just kind of working on some cool new projects, that I'm excited about, waiting on to hear back from a publisher to, a new publisher to start a deal with them. Landed some video game stuff not too long ago, and then got an opportunity to do some more video game stuff, which I'm excited about because it's something that's kind of been on my bucket list in sync. So definitely looking to bag some more of those this year. And what else? Got some, like, I got some really cool things and collaborations in the works. I can't talk about it yet, but man, like, we're just like really, really trying to help as many people as possible. Been in the planning stages for the next Shades of Sync conference, which is definitely happening again this year. Last year was a success. We sold out the venue. So if I were you, whenever we announce tickets going on presale, I would not wait, because we're probably definitely going to sell out this year, that the word has kind of been spreading. So Shades of Sync, planning that, is going to be bigger than ever this year. And talks with just like super dope people to like everybody has this goal to not just like share the same information that's just being cycled around, but like literally give you information that you didn't know, give you actionable steps that you can actually take, and just really expand your thinking within the space of Sync. So we've just been like fine tuning, like the panels, like the topics. So it's gonna be crazy, man. It's gonna be crazy. So I'm super excited about that. So been working on that. I need to order a sustain pedal because I legit think that thing is dying on me. I'll do that today. That's on the to-do list. What else, man? That's pretty much been it. As far as that's concerned. Just easing back into things. Getting back into the podcast because it's been like way too long since I did a podcast. So I was just like, okay, maybe I'll do them. I don't know. Maybe I'll do like these short little ones in the morning or something like that. So we'll see. But that's it. That's all I have. If you haven't already, make sure you join Sync Producer Hub. Just go to clintproductions.com/hub, H-U-B as in boy, clintproductions.com/hub, and join Sync Producer Hub. I'm telling you, it's like the dopest Sync Producer community on the planet right now, because there's just super dope people inside that joint, and all of them are about giving value, helping each other, celebrating each other's wins, helping each other through frustrations. Like, it's just a group of just super dope people. And producers inside this community are, when we start our live music reviews again, we're going to restructure it a little bit different, but those in the community are going to get first their music, an opportunity for their music to be reviewed first, like the first half of the show. So you can get that feedback, because that, like, again, man, like a lot of people, they're trying to do this on their own, but they're missing like that element of, I mean, is this music sync ready? And that's what our live music reviews is about. So we're going to dedicate, you know, like half of that show to just community members. So if you're not a member of the community, then, you know, you may get your music played during the second half of the show. But, you know, to make sure you get your stuff in there, that's what we're going to do. So, yeah, so that's it. clintproductions.com/hub. Join today. It is well worth it. Listen, man, like, because, and I know I keep saying I'm about to end this podcast, but I just keep thinking, man, like, we pay, I don't know, man, like however much you pay for like Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and all that stuff, man, we pay for that stuff for entertainment, sort of entertainment, because being a sync producer is low-key like a write-off as well, because we're also using it to like study music and, you know, placements and things like that. But, you know, we pay for that stuff. And Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN, whatever, that stuff doesn't put money back into our pockets. So join a community that is like around the same price as like a Netflix or a Hulu or a whatever kind of streaming bundle. And like that's going to actually put money back into your pocket. You know what I mean? So invest in something that's going to make you some money. And that is Sync Producer Hub for sure. So that's it. I'm out. I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.